美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目购物单元的高级课程。
Christine and Kevin are dating, and today is Christine's birthday. Kevin bought himself a $1,000 suit so that he would look good for their special date, but then only had $20 left to spend on Christine's present. He has to come to her apartment to give it to her.
这件礼物啊，肯定是 Kevin 去折扣店买的便宜货。我估计啊，这次之后，他女朋友一定不会再想理他了。
Well, let's listen and find out.
Wow, Kevin, you look amazing. What a nice suit. Is it new?
That's right, baby. It was a big sacrifice on my part because it cost $1,000. But I was willing to do it for you because I know you want your boyfriend to look good.
So you did something nice for me by spending $1,000 on yourself. That's an interesting way of looking at it, but...Never mind. Let's go out for our dinner date.
Wait a minute. Before we go out, you should open your present. Something tells me you're going to want to wear it to the restaurant.
All right.
Kevin 居然还敢把自己花1000块买衣服的事拿来炫耀。Oh, 可怜的 Christine, 一定以为自己收到的是一份超级大礼。
Kevin...What size do you think I wear?
Well, you know, I wasn't sure, so I just kind of guessed. I didn't worry about getting the size exactly right because you look so great in everything.
Well, do you think I'm really fat? This shirt is an extra, extra, extra large. This shirt would never fit me.
Yeah, but that's why it is such a steal. They couldn't find anybody to buy it, so they had to lower the price to $8.But don't worry. I think baggy clothing is really popular right now.
I don't think I would call this clothing. This looks like a sail for a sailboat.
Huh? Kevin 花8块钱给 Christine 买了件没人要的超超超大号衬衫啊。Christine 还说这哪是衣服啊，简直就是船帆呢。可 Kevin 居然还说自己是捡了个大便宜。
That sounds more like a ripoff to me.
All right, Kevin, thank you so much for the lovely shirt. But hey, it looks like you got me some really nice pants. Wow, are these Prada? Thanks!
No problem. You know I spare no expense when I'm buying you things. Right, Christine?
Oh, you're the best boyfriend, a girl. Wait a minute. One leg of these pants is longer than the other. Kevin, did you get me a pair of defective pants for my birthday?
Well, you don't think I could afford a real pair of designer pants, do you? A regular pair of designer pants would have put me back like $100. These pants only cost $11.
啊，没想到，除了抹布衬衫，Kevin还准备了其他的烂礼物啊。
Yes, he bought a pair of designer pants, but they were defective.
对啊，虽然是 designer pants, 名牌裤子，但却是 defective, 残次品，裤腿不一边长啊。Professor Bowman, Kevin 还说 put him back, 这是什么意思啊?
To put you back means to cost you. For example, an expensive sports car will put me back $50,000.
Oh, put you back, 意思就是花多少钱。好,那到现在为止 ,Kevin 的预算20块钱已经花出去19块了,还剩下1块钱,不知道他还买了什么恶心的礼物哦。
All right, Kevin, there better be something really good at the bottom of this box. Otherwise, you're going to be single in about 30 seconds.
Don't worry. Take a look.
Oh, wow. This is such a cute hat. It totally makes up for all your other bad presents. Wait. There's a hole in it.
But it's just a little hole. It was so cheap because somebody returned it, and I thought...
You got me a used hat? Well, Kevin, I hope you really like that suit because you're going to need it to find a new girlfriend.
Ow!
Ouch! It seems like Christine got really mad.
那可不，要我说啊，Kevin 是自作自受。
各位听众，这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里，感谢您的收听，下次再见。
迎大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是 Kat。
杨林，赶快来告诉大家今天要学什么。
好，今天咱们要一起去看一场电影。
I like watching comedies like Borat.
Yakshimash, my name is Borat.
Do you like watching comedies too?
学学怎么理性投资。
Stocks are risky. Most people who invest in the stock market end up losing money.
教你怎么说名包实贬。
The way he damns me with faint praise. I always feel like I'm not meeting his expectations.
还要一起来看看小家电。
名包实贬啊，这是什么意思？我不明白了。
等会儿听了节目你就明白了。言归正传，我们赶快来进入第一个单元 Learn a Word。
Learn a Word。
今天我们要学的词是
Gadget。 Gadget is spelled G-A-D-G-E-T. Gadget。
Gadget意思是小玩意儿、小工具，经常用来指小电器产品，比如
My friend Michael is a gadget freak who always wants to get his hands on the latest inventions.
我朋友 Michael 是个小电器产品发烧友，有什么新玩意儿他都得拿来玩玩。
The company caters to high-end users who crave the newest gadgets.
这家公司专门服务那些热衷最新小电器产品的高端用户。苹果手机问世五年。
For users, iPhone has changed from a gadget to a way of life.
对用户来说，苹果手机已经从一个小小的通讯工具变成了一种生活方式。好的，今天我们学习的词是
gadget, gadget, gadget.
说起 gadget, 我昨天终于去换了 iPhone 3, 你看
An iPhone 3, oh my god, what century are we in?Well, actually, it's still an iPhone, I guess, so... Oh, wow, cool phone, dude.
Why do I get the feeling that you're damning me with faint praise?
Well, come on, everyone is using an iPhone 4S now, and the 5 is actually coming out this year, so... Oh, 既然你已经提到了 damn with faint praise, 咱们就来学学这个段语的用法。美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第973讲，我是杨林。
我是 Dan Marcus。
我很尊重我奶奶，不过坦白说，她有时候真让我没办法。上星期她来我家之前，我特地把家里打扫得干干净净，还去买了几个沙发坐垫，把客厅装饰得更加温馨。可她对我煞费苦心的装饰只说了一句，还凑合吧，真气死我了。这也让我想到了一个习惯用语，那就是
Damn with faint praise. Damn is spelled D-A-M-N. Damn. Faint. F-A-I-N-T. Faint. And praise. P-R-A-I-S-E. Praise. Damn with faint praise. Damn with faint praise.
Damn 作为动词是批评的意思。而 faint praise 在这里是指无力的赞扬。Damn with faint praise 作为一个词组，意思是名包实贬，用轻微的赞扬进行贬低。我奶奶就是这样，对于我全部的努力，她就说了一句凑合。
She damned me with faint praise, even though I've tried my best to impress her.
虽然我尽了全力，可她还是名包实贬地忽略了我的努力。下面的例子谈的是父子关系。我们来听听看。
Is it any wonder that my dad and I aren't that close? No matter what I achieve, it always seems it isn't good enough. He doesn't actually say so directly, but the way he damns me with faint praise, I always feel like I'm not meeting his expectations. Why can't he compliment me once in a while?
这段话是说，我跟我爸爸的关系不是很好，也没有什么好奇怪的。不管我取得了什么成就，对他来说好像始终不够。他并不会直接这么说，但是他从来只是蜻蜓点水式的赞扬，让我觉得我永远达不到他的期望。为什么他就不能夸奖我一次呢？
对啊，有这样的家长真的很让人难受。有些家长认为如果表扬孩子就是对他们的溺爱，其实不是这样，谁都需要表扬和肯定。 在工作中也一样，如果有个不爱表扬人的领导，底下人的士气肯定也不高。
Instead of damning the employees with faint praise, supervisors should encourage the staff when they do a good job.
好的，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Is it any wonder that my dad and I aren't that close? No matter what I achieve, it always seems it isn't good enough. He doesn't actually say so directly, but the way he damns me with faint praise, I always feel like I'm not meeting his expectations. Why can't he compliment me once in a while?
Damn with faint praise, 名包实贬，用轻微的赞扬进行贬低。而对于电影评论这个职业，或许这是一个有用的性格特征。那让我们来听听下面这个例子。
The movie director had received many positive reviews for her latest work. One critic, however, didn't seem to care for it much. It's not that he gave it an openly bad review. Instead,He wrote that he was pleasantly surprised that the film was shorter than the other films. It was easy to see that he was damning the director with faint praise.
这段话是说，这名电影导演的最新作品获得了很多正面评价，不过有一名影评人似乎并不怎么看好他的新片子。他倒也没有公开说这部电影不好，不过他说，他很高兴地发现这部电影比这个导演的其他电影要短。很显然他对这部电影是名保实贬。
与其受到这种评论，倒还不如别人直接批评我。我记得我听到过一句话
If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
如果你没有好话要说，那就闭嘴。我觉得这句话说得特别对。每个人都希望得到别人的肯定，谁愿意得到这种苍白的表扬呢？好了，言归正传，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
The movie director had received many positive reviews for her latest work. One critic, however, didn't seem to care for it much. It's not that he gave it an openly bad review. Instead, he wrote that he was pleasantly surprised that the film was shorter than the other films. It was easy to see that he was damning the director with faint praise.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 damn with faint praise， 意思是名包实贬，用轻微的赞扬进行贬低。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Dan Marcus，
谢谢各位的收听。
老王，你这一大早折腾啥呢？
俺在练空腹。
不就是功夫吗？干嘛非得说空腹？我知道了，你一定是昨天晚上听了美国之音的体育美语。
你真说对了，我觉得呀，现在咱们好多国粹传到外国，人家都不翻译了。功夫，人家老美就叫它空腹。哎，你知道豆腐老美怎么说吗
？Bean curd。
哎呀妈呀，太土了！你要是到美国超市说。我要买点 bean curd， 会笑掉人家大牙的。
那我该说什么呢？
豆腐。
哎，咱不是在说美国之音的体育美语吗？怎么扯到豆腐上去了？
说的是呢，俺这空腹啊也练得差不多了。那边有个卖豆腐花的摊子，咱老哥俩买碗吃吃去。
Okay, let's go.
Listen, I'm just not a tech geek, so I don't really care about what kind of phone I get.
我也就是发个短信看个电影什么的 iPhone 3对我来说已经足够了
Well, at least you've got your priorities straight. Hey, actually, got any good movie recommendations for me?
那你得告诉我你喜欢什么类型的呀喜剧、悬疑片、功夫片、爱情片
Oh, I love them all. Well,
actually, except for 爱情片, ugh. But I think I enjoy the bloody ones the best. Have you ever heard of Cannibal the Musical? That's my favorite movie of all time. There's this one scene where this one guy rips out this other guy.
别说了,别说了,我胆小。
Well, you're just going to have to deal with it. In today's Go English, we will take you to a movie theater for a horror movie.
美语三级跳。各位听众，大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目电影单元的初级课程。
Winnie, today we're going to listen to Emily and Peter talking about movies on their blind date.
哎，初次约会通过聊电影来了解对方，这办法不错哦。
I agree. Now let's find out if they both like going to the movies in their free time.
So, Emily, what do you like to do for fun?
I like to go to the movies. What do you do in your free time?
I also like going to movies.
Well, that's great. It's nice that we have something in common.
听起来两人都爱看电影，已经有共同话题了。对了，Professor Bowman, doing something for fun 和 doing something in your free time 有区别吗？
They're very similar. When you want to know what people's hobbies are, you can ask them what they do for fun, or what they do in their free time.
原来如此。那我可以说, I like studying English in my free time.
Exactly, Winnie. Now let's listen and see when they go to the movies.
When do you usually go to the movies?
I usually go in my free time on the weekends. How about you?
Oh, the movie theater is always so crowded on the weekends. I like to go to the movies during the week.
That's true. And sometimes the tickets are cheaper during the week as well.
It looks like Emily and Peter are going to the movies at different times. Did you hear the difference, Winnie?
好像 Peter 是周末去电影院，但 Emily 嫌周末人多，所以呢，他一般都是周一到周五去看电影。
That's right.And Peter says the tickets are cheaper during the week, too. What kind of movies do you think they like?
男生和女生喜欢的电影类型一定不一样。最好能有什么类型的电影是他们俩都喜欢的，这样第二次约会就有戏了。
Let's listen and find out.
I like watching comedies, like Borat.
Yekshamash! My name is Borat.
Do you like watching comedies, too?
Not really. I like watching horror movies, like The Unborn.
You like horror movies? I don't like them because they're too scary. I like comedies because I love to laugh.
I like horror movies because I like to be scared.
哎呀，他俩的电影口味相差很远呢。Emily 是个女孩子，结果反倒爱看恐怖片。Peter 是男子汉，却不敢看这种电影。Professor Bowman, 我有个问题，他们好像管喜剧叫 comedies, 而不是 comedy movies, 这是为什么啊？
Well, Winnie, for some kinds of movies, you don't have to use the word movies after them. For example, you can talk about comedies, dramas, and thrillers, and everyone will know you're talking about movies.
哦，我明白了。Comedies, 喜剧片。Dramas, 剧情片和 thrillers, 惊险片后面都不用加 movies. Professor Bowman, 你觉得他们电影口味不同还会继续约会吗?
I think if they really like each other, they'll find a way to solve the problem. Let's listen.
Well, it's too bad that we like different kinds of movies. Maybe we're just different kinds of people.
Yeah, it's too bad. But actually, I think I know what to do.
What's that?
We can go to a horror movie and I'll hold your hand so you don't get scared.
You mean like on a second date?
Of course. Or are you still too scared?
No way. That sounds great.
Ha! Emily 可真不简单。她不仅安排了第二次约会，而且还找到了和 Peter 拉手的理由呢。
That was indeed very smart of her, Winnie.It looks like this date was a success after all.
是啊，您说他们能成一对吗?
Well, we'll have to listen in next time and see what happens.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。 美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。
They haven't really started to watch the movie. 光听着我都害怕。为什么这些人要拍恐怖片呢？
A lot of people, for example me, just love it. Horror movies have a huge market, and they don't require tons of investment like other kinds of movies.
你说这种电影投资不大啊？
Yeah, a horror flick doesn't require a huge set, like a historical movie, or any of that 3D tech stuff for sci-fi. It just needs some actors, some ketchup to throw around as fake blood,and a place where you can run around and scream all you want.
好吧好吧，你刚才提到了投资，正好在下面的 Business Etiquette 里谈的就是这个话题，咱们一起来听听吧。
Let's listen.
礼节美语。
Steve 找到同事 Bob， 向他请教投资的问题。
Hey Bob, you're a financial expert, aren't you? I hear you know a lot about investing.
Well, I don't like to toot my own horn, but I did go to school for a few years to study stuff like that.
Excellent. Do you mind if I pick your brain for a second?
For you, my friend, anything. What's on your mind?
My wife and I recently inherited some money. It's not a huge amount, but it's enough to make us consider investing. The problem is that neither of us have any experience in this field.
原来 Steve 夫妻俩继承了一笔财产，想拿去做投资。他知道 Bob 在投资方面比较在行，所以想
pick his brain，
跟他咨询一下。
To pick someone's brain，
意思是咨询某人的意见，跟某人讨主意。Bob 说
：“I don't like to toot my own horn。”
我不想自吹自擂。
To toot one's own horn，
意思是自吹自擂，类似中文里说的“老王卖瓜，自卖自夸”。Bob 听说 Steve 打算投资后说
I see. Well, that's a nice problem to have, isn't it?
Yes, I guess it is. My wife's great uncle passed away last month, and we unexpectedly got a call from a lawyer telling us he left us something close to $20,000 in his will.
Well, that's the kind of windfall that only comes around every blue moon. So I agree with you that your wife really should think about investing. The problem is that there are so many options.Some offer stability, but the money grows very slowly. Other options are more risky, but have more earning potential.
原来 Steve 的妻子从祖伯父那里很意外地继承了将近$20,000。Bob 说
That's the kind of windfall that only comes around every blue moon. Windfall is spelled W-I-N-D-F-A-L-L, windfall.
意外收获，飞来横财。
Every blue moon.
意思是非常罕见。投资有很多选择，有些相对稳定，但是增长速度慢；有些收益潜力大，但风险也大。
The stock market is one choice, but it really seems quite risky to me.
Stocks are risky. Most people who invest in the stock market end up losing money. The people who do make money, such as Warren Buffett, are in it for the long haul, and they have enough money to ride out the low points.I'm not sure I'd recommend you put your money into the stock market.
Okay. How about property? Lots of people have told us we should buy an apartment. They say land or real estate will always appreciate in value.
Steve 觉得投资
Stock market.
股票市场风险大。Bob 表示赞同，说凡是在股市赚钱的人
They are all in it for the long haul.
都是把钱放在股市里走长线。这些人都有足够的财力，能够
Ride out the low points.
挺得过股市的低落点。
To ride out something.
是经受得住，安然度过的意思。那投资房地产也是选项之一。Bob 意见如何呢？我们下次继续听。
现在真是个投资房地产的好时机。前两天我还听说又来了个买房团呢。
I guess it is. The interest rates and housing prices are still really low. But wait, why are we even talking about this? It's not as if we actually have that kind of money.
也是。那咱们还是接着来听听 Steve 是怎么决定的吧。
礼节美语。
Steve 找到同事 Bob， 向他请教投资的事。 Bob 觉得股市风险太大，那房地产怎么样呢？
Buying property is definitely something to consider. But just because prices have been going up for a long time doesn't mean they will always go up. Lots of countries have experienced what's called a real estate bubble that eventually pops.
That's true. How about gold then? My brother-in-law says we should just buy a couple of gold bricks and store them in a vault somewhere.
Every time the economy begins to sour, people turn to gold.The price of gold then goes up because people see it as a safe haven.
Bob 觉得投资房地产固然可以考虑，但是房地产价格不会永远攀升。很多国家都经历过
real estate bubble
房地产泡沫，最后都以泡沫的破灭而告终。除了股市和房市以外呢，还可以买黄金。Bob 也认为黄金是很好的避险投资。
People see it as a safe haven. Safe haven
是避难所。意思是投资黄金比较安全，不会赔钱。
Every time the economy begins to sour, people turn to gold.
每次经济走下坡路，大家都把投资转向黄金。
But there are two problems with gold. One, there's no guarantee that prices will stay high. And two, while it might be safe, it's not really earning you anything in the same way that a smart investment could.
That makes sense, you know?The more I think about this, the more complicated it becomes.
One of the safer bets might be government bonds. You give the government your money for, say, 20 years, and at the end of that period, they return it with a relatively high rate of interest.
That's kind of appealing because it means you can't touch the money during that period of time, and it removes any temptation to go and buy a new car, for example.
除了黄金以外，另外一种安全投资是政府债券。
Safe bet.
安全的赌注，这里指万无一失的投资模式。 Steve 觉得购买政府债券确实不错。
That's kind of appealing. Appealing is spelled A-P-P-E-A-L-I-N-G. Appealing
意思是有吸引力的，因为在债券到期之前，这些钱是不能动的，所以也就不会胡乱花掉。
Yeah, the money just sits there safely until you're ready to retireMany banks offer similar long-term investment deals that also pay pretty good interest rates.
Thanks a lot, Bob. I'm going to look into government bonds, and I'm going to have a conversation with my bank's investment department.
I'd say that's probably the smartest way to go. Good luck.
Bob 说，很多银行也提供类似的长期投资产品，而且利息不错。Steve 向 Bob 表示感谢，说
I'm going to look into government bonds.Look into something
是仔细研究的意思，看来 Steve 还是准备稳妥起见，进行长期风险小的投资。
Well, now the show is almost over. 我们今天要告诉大家一个伤心的消息，我最合拍的搭档 Cat 也要为自己的职业投资，今天是他最后一次主持美语训练班了。
Yeah, guys, I've really had a great time, and I hope you've enjoyed the show. I'm definitely going to miss you. And remember,
好好学英语，天线向上走。虽然我们经常斗嘴，不过我肯定会想你的。希望你有空常回来做客 ，Cat.
没问题啊。I will definitely come back and bother you all the time. You can count on it.
好吧，那这次节目时间就到这里。如果你对我们的节目有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语 @voanews.com。下周我们会有临时的代班主持人 Jody 参加，千万别错过哦。
拜拜 ，and 祝大家一切顺利。
哟，怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背得头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出。